Thank you all for joining the NeoBrahmi Generation Panel Call on the 14th of October 2019. In the call, we have Udaya Siauddin, Mahfuz Majumder, Mamun, Sabrina, Samiran, Muhammad Abdul Haq, and Pitinan. Over to you, Professor Udaya.
Greetings to all of you, festival greetings to definitely all of you. And we have now reached a stage where we have to really take a final call on how to go about drafting and submitting our response to the IT. As you know, we have had several responses from integration panel on Bangla LGR, the different avatars, different versions of it. But the current version that we are talking about is only last month we got to create. And sometimes last night I have sent my version integrating all the comments of the integration panel to PTNN so that she can circulate it today. And in this particular version, the highlight of the version is that we tried to accommodate almost all the comments of the IP. Wherever we differ from IP, we have put a comment in the comment box. So when you get a copy of this particular version, which is version 4.3, dated 13th October 2019, current date, then you will be able to see what our comments are. So this has been drafted by Rajiv Chakravarti, Atiur Rahman, and myself, mainly with inputs from other people, especially from Pitinan. And this has now taken a position that although we find it very unnatural to use Nukta, but purely because of the technical requirements, we are putting the Nukta explanation so that as last time Mamun had also said, that these are the three very important letters of dotted letters of a Bangla alphabet, and without them it is very difficult to imagine, because lots and lots of top level domain names could actually contain these letters. So that's one reason why we temporarily have agreed to put this in. Then we also have the in-script and cross-script variants, as we had agreed in Delhi face-to-face meeting. There are some sections which IP had asked us to drop, but we have given some justification as to why we are not dropping them. And many places where they had asked us to give the Roman equivalent or the appropriate, you know, conversions, we have given that. So many of these things have been complied with. Wherever we have some doubts, we have kept it on the margin, and we would expect some comments from you so that we can, after the call of today, we can try and send it to IP once again for their next set of comments. So having said this, so this is the current status of the LGR, Bangla LGR, and let's hear the views of other people on what they have thought about, because in between we were expected to consult several experts from Bangladesh and outside, and let's hear what has been the result of those consultations. Over to you. Hello.
Hello, Mamun or Anu, if you're speaking, you are on mute.
Greeting from Bangladesh. Hello.
Hi, we can hear you now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
We can.
After the last NBGP online meeting, we have completed several meetings in Bangladesh. Even in inter-work group meeting, even with meeting with our higher authority, policymaker, and the scholar, we have completed several meetings. Here we try to convey the message and minutes of NBGP updates. Today we want to reconfirm on this issue. We also got some point from the last online meeting and other message or mail from Ms. Pitinen. Today, we just to confirm and get an explanation on this issue. Again, I would like to share an infographic. It's not a totally infographic, just a simple diagram for better understanding. Because we have to convey the message to our community as journalists easily. So I would like to request Ms. Pitinen, could you please share the image file to our meeting member that we can reconfirm and just solve the wrap up the problem and go through upward.
Sure. Is this the, so you mean the email yesterday, right?
Just in the layer point, there is a simple infograph, which I would like to explain two options in browser, input by the keyboard, any keyboard sustained in the world. Which option one is basically also single stroke but combination of two character, and second option is single stroke but directly follow the code point of single code point. But when I use or the keyboard use the first option, then it will normalize into NFC method. As well as storing in NFC, that is why it will be p-valid, I think. Also, in option two, using the single code point 09DC, single stroke also, it also single stroke, and it directly stored as a 09DC, as RRA. So in a technical point of view, the RRA, the bold one, the last one, which is the code point of the last one. I just want to put a question to Pitinen or anybody in this panel. And if the answer is 09DC, I think the total problem will be solved from our end. Could you please explain my point of view?
Hi, this is Pitinen. So basically, it's slightly different on the diagram. The two options that you key in after the normalization, it will be stored as the normalized form, which is the clips is the same as the raw, but it behind is to be the normalized code point, which is the da plus nukta. So I would suggest to be accurate in this diagram, you should replace the RRA with the clips itself, because the clips will be the same, and that will be what the end user would see. So that's my explanation. In the 09DC, it won't be the normalized form. So what happened is if you key in option two, it will be automatically normalized into 09A1 plus 09BC. if the browser normalization it properly. Thank you.
This is Mamun, really disappointing to us. The storing process would be, I think, the single code point. Why not we use the single code point 09DC? It's maybe a cliche answer from me, because we are concerned about non-anomalous data structure. As per our last previous two meeting, even the answer from IP and as per our understanding, we think the RA, the bold one, will be stored as single code point. Today, now clearing, it will be stored as decomposed form. So it will be a little bit ambiguous to me, not for understanding, but little bit disappointing to me. So I cannot, it is confusing to say go forward. This is my point. Thank you.
This is Pitinan. So basically, this is what IP has been suggest since the beginning. The normalized form is always the decomposed form. And when we say, I guess when the IP say is the single version of the code point, it's not the single code point. What the IP confirm is it will be only one version of it in the DNS system, and that's the decomposed form. If you want, I can also explain the test that we did with the browser to see the behavior of the browser with this code point. Would you like me to do so? Thank you.
I think so. I think it'll be easier for us, all of us, to comprehend.
Okay, so let me show another files. Give me a minute. Okay, can you see my screen? Okay, so this is what we did some test. What would happen if we key in two ways of writing this code point into the address bar? And we test specifically for the version, because obviously we cannot say for all the browsers, the developer, but this is what we test. So for the case one, you input it as a single code point, which is 09DC, and you can prove it. I will share this file later as well, but to see if it's a single code point or not, you can try delete it. And if you put one delete and it says go all the way, it's a single code point, right? If you test like this in case number two, when you press delete, it will go one by one, nukta first and then the main characters. Okay. So what we do is for the case one, if you copy the whole thing into Chrome web browser and then you try to hit enter, it will try to resolve something, which means the browser has been processing this label. And then when you open another browser and copy that into the new one, it won't show as the Bangla anymore. It will show as the XN dash dash version, and it will be this one. XN-15BA4FB. So that's one way of doing it. And then if you key it as the compile, so now these clips use two code points, and you do the same thing. The end result is the same. So basically, at least Chrome in this version that we test is processed these two versions the same thing. And just to point out, it doesn't even store the 09DC or 09A1 or 09BC. It will store this XN dash dash version. So in the DNS system, at the end, it's not really recognized the Unicode version. It's recognized this Punicode version of the labels, okay? And then we also try on Safari. So the same thing, if you copy this one and paste it on Safari, it will resolve to the same labels. And if you do it another way for case two, in Safari, it also resolves the same thing. So basically, there won't be confusion in the DNS if the browser normalize it properly by the standard, which is the case for these two cases we did. So just to point out to you, there is no 09A1, 09BC, or 09DC stored in the database. It will be this kind of thing when the protocol actually used it. So hope this addressed some of your concern that it will have like confusion of two version in the system by the user. It won't be, at least for these two version that we test. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Pithinam, the confusion that Mamun was referring to gets much clarified when you have explained this in this particular manner. But let us hear what our experts from Bangladesh will have to say.
Mamun, please go ahead. You're unmute. I unmute for you.
Thank you for your nice explanation. I got a new point that it will be stored in ASCII format so that everything will be converted into ASCII. That is why there is no case for conjunct or decompose RORO for in terms of storing, which is our special concern. But I just like to gentle query to you, if my keyboard allow only single keystroke, what will be happen that time? Ms. Pithinam, please. I repeat, if my keyboard allow only single key code point and keystroke, what will happen that time?
You will use that single code point keystroke. It's like the first case. You can try this. I can copy this into the chat. We are working on the root zone, but I put the name as something in bangla.com just to make the browser recognize that this is the URL, not the search keyword. So from your keyboards, you can do two ways, right? It's either when you punch the key, the computer understand 09DC, or when you punch the key, it will understand 09A1 plus 09BC. Mm-hmm. But both version will resolve in the same XN dash dash format.
Can I, Ajay Data here for the record, for the little bit of addition and clarification, Mumun Rai, I can add, let us say, there are no keyboard and you make a voice input or you make a input via handwriting pen. So let us not confuse around the input methodology. It is about how does the application is supposed to render the inputted text. Is the technology and a standard which everybody is supposed to follow. You may input in the fashion or the method you wish to and user wish to, it doesn't matter. It is about how the application is supposed to render the text to distinguish and resolve the string to get the right DNS address. That is where we probably need to focus on. Input will not be important at all here. You can input the way you want to. Sometimes copy paste will come, sometimes a hyperlink will come. We may have many methods people will write in that fashion. So Pitinan has actually given a wonderful explanation to the entire situation and leaves no ambiguity from my point of view how the it is going to work. And test case has been also done. Very good work done by Pitinan. Thank you.
Well, we have Mamoon and Hasib in the queue. Mamoon, please go ahead. Mamoon, please unmute if you are speaking.
Okay, I got the point. The interesting matter is the ASCII storing process. I know we can input in by voice Google Gboard, using Google Gboard or using a palette or stylus as Honorable Mr. Data said, we can input any way, but it will considered and normalize into decomposed form. This is the rules I can follow. I got your point, but our consideration is the storing process is ASCII based, so that we can include this character in this way. I think it's a better choice than choice nothing. Please, Mr. Hasib Bhai and other from Bangladesh. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. My main concern, and if I can say, Mamoon Bhai, if I am not correct, please, you can say anything about it. Nukta should be blocked. Nukta should be blocked, and we can proceed without Nukta. We can agree the LGR without Nukta. Am I clear to all? Thank you.
Professor Udaya, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give my response to what Hasib is saying. Basically, what I understand from his point of view is that Nukta should be blocked, which is fine. I mean, single use of Nukta, which has no place in Bangla writing system, should be blocked. So I read it like this, whereas for the decomposed version that we will now have to perhaps agree to while sending our LGR to IP in the next stage, there technically Nukta is used to come up with those three letters, dotted letters. So that is not really using Nukta. That is purely technical requirement because of the way the whole thing has been engineered, designed. Yes, a single use of Nukta should be blocked anyway. That I agree with Hasib on that ground. Thank you.
Sir, may I say something?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Sir, when in such case, in this case, if we remove, if we can make the characters without Nukta, or we can change the MSR, then what will be happen? If we can change, if I'm saying if...
Okay. Can I explain to Haseeb and others?
Please.
What will happen then is that there will be no difference between hard and hard. Hada and Hara. Both of them will be represented as Hada. That will be the difference. So if you want, the display should really come up with a dot below da, dot below ra, etc., dot below antustra. Then we'll have to use this decomposed version. This is what Pithinan has explained. So single use of nukta, no. But using nukta for the purpose of this particular decomposed situation, we can't avoid. This is where we are getting stuck. We tried both ways. Thank you.
Okay, Mamun bhai, if you want to say anything about this, or we can agree.
Hello, this is Mamun. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
We have two options now in this situation. We choose standpoint also. Choice one is include three characters using decomposed form. Include three characters in decomposed form. And choice two is exclude three characters. That is only way. There is an explanation on choice one, including three characters. We can input both way. Using two keyboard, two types of keyboard, using single code point and both code point. Interesting matter, I use the word interesting. The interesting matter is the last consideration is ASCII. So storing process is not Unicode, or there's no concern which we use. It is either we can use nukta base or non nukta base. It is also purely ASCII form, special basic letting, using basic letting form of ASCII. That is why we can go through with this form. As they are both option is open for the user, the people using nukta included raw they can give input, as the people using single key point character they also can give input. The process will be normalized and directed or direct converted into ASCII and stored into ASCII, and the icon LGR process is based on ASCII, but it is a negotiable point. Our primary claim was deleting the character nukta. We got assurance from the previous meeting, the single we got assurance from the last meeting that the single nukta is not allowed. So we are happy for this issue. But today we got another point that the last consideration rara is a decomposed form, but not last point is the decomposed form. It will also stored as ASCII. So we can consider this point as has recommended IP and technical as for technical barrier, but there is a note from my end. If we write anything into second level domain, the second level rules generation, we must reconsider this complexity after starting the second level rule generation. This is my point of view. But I wrap up my and summarize my speech. I can put in a single key store and it encrypted by any way and stored into ASCII, I think it should be okay. Thank you from my end. I'm open to talk later.
Thank you, Mahmood. Okay. We have Utaya, Professor Raya and Hasib in the queue. Please. And also Dr. Ajay. Thank you.
Hello. I understand what Mahmood is saying. And at the second level of generation, we should have resolved this issue. I fully agree with him. But the only thing is that in the interest of all the LGRs going in sync, the timing wise, because we have already gone ahead with other LGRs and Bangla has really lagged behind, we would have to take a call and go ahead with this as IP is suggesting now. But we would definitely like that this issue be revisited during the second level LGR. Thank you.
Hasib, please.
Thank you. This is my personal concern. If we go ahead at top level domain without these three characters, it won't make a big problem with us because there will be a very few domain in few top level domain with these three characters. Okay. And
the problem is, supposing you want to have a top level domain as maya.com. Suppose you want to have many of those on to store is a very frequent, if you look at the frequency of occurrence, a very large number of somebody wants to keep the company name as Ion, or somebody wants to say hawa.com. So the Antustha will keep coming on the top level. So you can't drop it. You can't say hawja.com. You can't say maja instead of maya. That's what will happen, you know, if you go with the other explanations. That's the problem.
Sir, if there is a chance what I told you before, if we can change any time in MSR, then is it very easier process to change the code behind? If I want to make you clear, say as far as I say, if I can now, it will be stored as for maya.com. Antustha O will be stored with Antustha job plus Nukta. And when we can change the MSR, then is it very easier process to change the Antustha O with the single code point very easily?
I Pithin an answer there, but I think there should be no problem technically.
This is Pithin an, let me come in for that. So this is just to reiterate what IP has also responded earlier. So basically the MSR and the IDNA standard is based on the property in Unicode standard. So basically, the single way to change the way the code is encoded and the property of it is with the Unicode Consortium. And the IP has responded quite a number of times that it nearly impossible or take very long time to change what already been there in the standard, because they are not only us who use this, but all the IT industries using this standard. So they have to very hold strictly on the conservatism principle. And that's all I can share. It's not totally impossible, but it will take very long time. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Between, I'm sorry.
What they're asking is...
So, man, let me... I am Ajay Data here.
Yeah, please.
I think... I think the question is very simple. Let us get anywhere else. Question is, if sometime the Unicode, they are able to change the way they are requiring, will it be possible to amend an LGR? I think the simple answer is yes. If it is wrong, let us move in that direction.
No, the answer is yes.
Okay, I think...
Yes,
I support your argument.
This is the only point which and which is fair, I think, to ask, we don't mind putting this in our minutes somewhere so that we are on the same page. If Unicode changes the code point and if it has an impact on LGR, then LGR formation, the group will be formed again, a Bangladesh panel will be formed again, and we will do the necessary changes. So that is very much possible in future.
Sure.
Yes, I'll take that in a minute. Thank you.
So I think Hasib bhai, this once this query is resolved and Mumun bhai has given his very positive input towards IP which has been done, and I think we never talked about the actual DNS entries always in ASCII, not in any other form. There is no single Unicode code point goes into directly into the DNS. So it is always ASCII. So from that point of view and understanding, I think if there is no other argument from the... We just don't want to repeat what has been done. If something is new, we can talk. Otherwise, we can move in a positive direction. Let us give last chance to everybody and hear if somebody has to say something new.
Can I say something? Hi, this is Mahfuz Mojumdar. Already, Dr. Udayanarayan and Dr. Ajay Data also mentioned that one thing Dr. Ajay Data said that whatever the argument Mr. Hasib raised, it can be kept in the documentation. Recorded one. I have a humble proposition as well regarding the second level TLD. That time, those characters could have been included as maybe included as Dr. Udayanarayan mentioned. Can it be also recorded in our discussion or in the minutes of the meeting that it should be addressed in due course of time? Thank you.
We can, Mahfuz bhai, good morning. Thank you for your input. We can certainly say that though it is beyond our scope, second level domain, we are not discussing it here. But for the sake of the transparency and this discussion itself, what we are doing right now, is itself a community recorded document. We can keep this as itself as a minute, is possible. And we will request Petinan to also put a line around it that this is the community recommendation for second level domain name. No problem in that.
Thank you, Mr. Ajay Data.
Yeah, thank you.
Certainly, I can do that. Thank you.
Any other, anybody wants to say anything?
Let me allow to say something.
Please go ahead.
Okay, this is to Uday sir and also Rajib da, if he is available here. Could you include the both option in LGR documents in the chart, especially in the chart in the breakdown, where we can, it is my humble request that we can include these three character with both option and mentioning single code point and also the decomposed form. It will be good honor and understanding for us. It's my request if there's no conflict between two code points. Thank you.
Can I say in answer to this that the version that I have sent to Pitinan last night does have both versions? And also does mention that Lukpa is unnatural to Bangla. All these points are mentioned in the LGR. But the issue is that when IP again looks at this document, this version, which is the test version, they may also come back and say that, well, you'll have to either say this or say that. You can't say both. So that we will have to deal with it when it comes. Right now, I have mentioned that, as you suggested.
Thank you for your assurance, sir. I just like to request another point that they are deleting the Nukta from the table. Could you get an answer from this issue?
Well, we will have to wait for IP to answer.
Hi,
the comments will have to come.
Yeah, this is Pitinan. I can help with that. So the single Nukta will be removed from the repertoire. Of course, so meaning there is no possible way that this Nukta will be combined with any other characters. It will only appear to make this sequence, to make a three code point usable. Yes.
Sure.
Thank you for your contribution and explanation. Thank you from my end. I think it's enough.
Anybody wants to say last words? I think we are concluding to move further.
So there's nothing more. Thank you very much to all the Bangladeshi experts for taking the whole thing, looking at the whole thing positively. And let us go ahead and also catch the train before it leaves completely.
So thank you very much, Professor sir. And I think...
Sorry for interrupt. I'd like to request Mr. Mahfuz sir as a leader from our end, if he put something to you and all from our end. Please, Mr. Mahfuz.
Thank you very much, Mamun. I'd like to give thanks to all the members of the NBGB panel for being with the Bangla and addressing all our discussions, all our queries, all our anxieties. I think the whole stream got some good order now, and we definitely looking forward to the NBGB panel so that the Bangla language addresses and gets its right shape, correct shape, and the community also get assurance that they are in the right track to speech their mother language or to express their mother language in the correct way. Once again, from Bangladeshi side, I am my special thanks to the NBGB panel and as well as Ms. Pitinan and the other ICANN members. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much, sir. And I think we are moving towards empowering the Bangla community within a big way by giving them the power of registering their top-level domain name in their own language. That is, it's a historic moment for Bangladeshi community and people who love Bangla. And this is where we are moving towards. And it's a festive season for all of us. It's a good time to get into this discussion and take a next positive step. So with this, I will leave this request to Professor Udaya to close this, but with the decision sure. that we are moving further to submit it to IP and take the logical steps via PIC. Professor Udaya,
thank
please.
You, Dr. Deta. Thank you, Dr. Deta. And we have been very patient. Bangladeshi sites have been very patient and have raised all the concerns one by one, and we have tried to discuss and debate and finally come to a certain kind of conclusion. So let us hope that we'll be able to work together like a team for all our future issues related to language technology vis-a-vis Bangladesh. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you all for joining. I'm gonna close the call now. Thank you.